Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fourth down for Denver. Fourth and 11. At the Kansas City 20, 22 to nothing. The Broncos sustain the field goal. They're going for a touchdown. And now a long throw near side to Marius Thomas. It's tipped. It's intercepted in the end zone. It's picked by Eric Berry. Go down to a knee, Eric. What's he doing? He's bringing it out. He's at the 15. He's at the 20. And Berry goes down. He's hit and bouncing like a pinball. And he goes down at the 19. Eric Berry gets the interception. Off a tip pass in the end zone by Sean Smith, and the Chiefs have 5 interceptions in this game.
I completely forgot about Mitch's call there. What is he doing? Go down! I forgot about that one. That was a good one. Rob is playing some Chiefs and Broncos memories from the last decade or so as we are coming back from break. If you guys have one, let Rob know. 913-586-7965. So I am going to put a couple of guys on notice, so to speak, for this game. Let's start with the defensive line. Now, the wide receivers have adopted this mentality of everybody gotta eat. And it sounds good, right? I want to see the defensive line adopt a mentality. I want to see them adopt everybody gotta eat, we hungry, whatever it is. But right now, I'm looking at that defensive line, and ain't nobody really eating. I mean, you could say that George Karloftis is. I don't want to completely laugh off having 5 sacks in the first 10 games. Now, if George Karloftis finishes with 9.5, 10 sacks, I would say that that is a good season. It's not a great, not an elite year, but that is a good season. Man, I'm looking at Chris Jones. I'm looking at Charles Omenihu. These are two guys that you expect to get your pass rush from. That the pass rush cannot be from Trent McDuffie coming off the edge or Jalen Watson or Spags dialing it up. It's got to be from your front four being dominant and creating pressure and wreaking havoc. And that is not what's happened so far in the first half of the season for Kansas City. Chris Jones was asked about that. Here's what he said.
We always got room for improvement. I think that's the goal throughout the season. Be limitless. Don't hold no cap over yourself. And, you know, the first half of the season for me was challenging, to say the least. But we got 8 more games to play. It's a lot of football left, and a lot of things can happen. You know, it's never really how you start in this game. It's how you finish. Because the first 8 weeks or 9 weeks, it's kind of over. You know, when you think about it, you don't know what we did the first 4 games. You know, we lost a few, but you don't know what happened throughout the game. So that's the beauty of an NFL season. It's a marathon. Yes. And the journey of the marathon is longevity. So when you look back at the end of the season, then you probably see a different team than you see at the first 8 weeks or a different player that you've seen at the first 8 weeks of the season.
In my opinion, this is a line of scrimmage game. if I go back and I think of why the Chiefs lost to the Buffalo Bills, I believe the Chiefs lost to the Buffalo Bills because they got dominated on both the offensive and defensive line of scrimmage. Their quarterback completed less than 50% of their passes. The other team's quarterback was 23 of 26. One team had a 100-yard rusher. The other team ran the ball six times in the final 30 minutes of the game. The Chiefs just simply got beat up front, whether it was their offensive or defensive line. They are playing another team that is just as capable of beating you on the offensive and defensive side of the ball. So I'm looking at their offensive line. This is the offensive line that they created. If I ask you guys, why do you think the Chiefs lost in the Super Bowl? The number one answer is going to be, we didn't have a left tackle. The Chiefs got their left tackle back. The Chiefs have spent a first-round pick at left tackle, a second-round pick at left guard. They got a potential Hall of Fame-level center. Their right guard just got one of the most expensive offensive line contracts in the league, and their right tackle is the second-highest-paid player on the team. There are no more excuses for this offensive line. I don't want to hear that they haven't done enough. I don't want to hear that Brett Veach hasn't spent the resources. How you measure how you're a good offensive line is going up against a defensive line like the one Denver has, where you got multiple guys that can get after the quarterback, where you got a guy that we think could win Defensive Player of the Year and could help solidify that by playing well against you. So to me, this is a game in which I'm expecting whichever team controls the line of scrimmage and we feel like on Monday their offensive and defensive line won the game, that's going to be the team that wins. We felt like that last week as Buffalo beat Kansas City, and I think beat Kansas City pretty handedly. I think they were clearly better than Kansas City a couple of weeks ago. Man, Denver has a lot of those same qualities, a lot of those same tendencies. Very good offensive line, more than capable defensive line. This is going to be a game that's won up front. Can the Chiefs answer the call? This is the offensive line they have created. There are no more excuses when it comes to this offensive line. Everybody is back. Everybody is healthy. Everybody is ready to go. And it is one thing to do all the talking about the first half of the season. None of that matters anymore. You got to go out there against a good team, against a good offensive line that can run the football, against an offense that has been struggling, and you got to show why you are one of the best defenses in the league. And that starts with your big guys up front, and that starts with your star player up front, Chris Jones.
So as far as the offensive line, I think it's pretty simple.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
For the Chiefs. If you were a Chiefs fan, or you were Brett Veach, or you were someone over at One Arrowhead Drive, and you watched the Eagles and Chiefs Super Bowl down in New Orleans last year, and you thought, the offensive line is unacceptable, it needs to get fixed. And we spent a lot of time this offseason talking about that. This is your litmus test. Because a year ago, I was, after the Super Bowl, Carrington, you were here, I was here. What did we hear? Well, the Chiefs would have been better if they had a real left tackle. You know, they didn't have a left tackle. It didn't work out. You know, they had to play a backup at left guard. It just, you know, their right tackle wasn't very good this year. It was excuse after excuse as to why the Philly D-line absolutely mauled you in the Super Bowl. The closest thing that I've seen to the Philly D-line from 2024 is this Broncos D-line. And frankly, this Broncos D-line is on a more historic pace. I don't know if they're more talented, but I do know this. The stats will tell you what Denver is doing with their pass rush is more impressive than what Philly did with theirs last year. So after that game, Chiefs Kingdom all felt like, got to get a left tackle, got to improve left guard, we got to be airtight, and we got to be six deep on the offensive line, because that's how you keep Patrick up, and that's the only way to stop the Chiefs. This is the litmus test. If this looks at all, even a little bit, like it did against the Bills 2 weeks ago, the Chiefs are in trouble. And 2 weeks ago, you can write it off as an excuse. You didn't have Josh Simmons. He was in parts unknown. Jalen Moore got hurt in the game. Now, Jalen Moore wasn't good in the game. Excuse me. Juwan Taylor got hurt in the game. Trey Smith, going into the game, was battling with a nagging back injury. There was reasons to defend porous offensive line play. None of those excuses exist. So on Sunday, it can't look like the Bills game. It cannot look like the Eagles Super Bowl. It has to be a shining beacon of look what Brett did in the offseason, or all the same conversations we had in February, March, April, May about the Chiefs offensive line are going to come flooding back, because that's why the Chiefs lost Super Bowl, and that's how they will lose on Sunday.
Yeah, and I also don't want to play this hindsight is 2020 game. Someone just texted in, CDOT, just because the Chiefs spent money don't mean that they smartly spent it. That was not the sentiment about any of these deals. Everyone loved the Josh Simmons, and we applauded the Chiefs for him falling in the draft and how they got their generational left tackle for the last 10 years. No one had any problem with the Creed Humphrey contract. Trey Smith has been a very good player. There wasn't a whole lot of pushback on that deal. Sure, maybe when it comes to Juwan Taylor, but Juwan Taylor, when you eliminate the penalties, has played pretty well, I would say, so far this season. So if we're going into a game in which he's not going to commit penalties, I think you feel like you got a shot. When it comes to the defensive side, the Chiefs have a first ballot Hall of Fame defensive lineman that they gave another contract to. I think a lot of teams in the league would have given the contract to Chris Jones that the Chiefs did. If anything, I think they gave it to him a year too late. They just should have avoided it and paid him from the very, very beginning. We all applauded the contract when it came to George Karlaftis. They're not paying Chris Aminihu a whole lot of money. He's on a one-year, $6 million contract. I don't think the Chiefs spent their money incorrectly. I don't think the Chiefs spent bad money when it comes to it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. and a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.